What's the last matzav? So we did four matzavim that exist in the world. One is total choyshech, when we don't see anything. One is when there's already a Torah in the world, so people are makir ba'ir. One is that there's giluy of Beis HaMikdash, there's Nisim, but there's only a giluy of the Hanhaga of Hashem. Then there's the giluy of the Etzem Einan Milvadoi, which is Har Sinai. I'm writing about that in the Kol Kol for Shavuos. It's my Har Sinai in and Milvadoi. It's Tikva Shtikol. So what is the fifth matzav? Shmuel, what is the fifth matzav? That's what we need to learn tonight.
Okay, what
The
number
fifth,
is that?
it's in the end of 180, 146.
Oh yeah, that's where we were at yesterday.
What
We
could
were
be
on the
higher than
cliff.
Maamar? We're at the cliffhanger of what could be higher than Maamar Har Sinai? Hamatzav haChamishi shuzman ha'iluyim v'his alois mitzius ha'adam v'his alus hasagosoi. The people's hasagos, the people's ability to freshtay, to understand, to see. Kine achle niglas an hagos is baruch um shalte vi idea habura chi mitzar di idea a few pam achas the madrigo rishaina until it was not nigla the an hag of Hashem chi mitzar di idea a few pam achas nukosh adayin le nigla ha mishpat hazeh v'le omdam em shalo al maskunta. Ach kiven shenas ze pamachas hari ha mishpat noida misham vahala ena ela tosefes ve'ilui. What? Ve'ilu ha'iluim yu acha shekvar nasa ha'gilu yarishan ki ha'kodesh baruch hu mezakech metzias v'nei adam ufi hizakcham kach yigmal l'm giluyim yaseirim. Well,
What
very heavy. What?
is that fifth thing?
Yeah, he didn't talk. I don't know. Is that clear? I'm not...
Thought maybe I missed it.
Well,
I thought maybe I.
in this world before Mashiach comes, it would seem as though we are not capable of experiencing any more than we do. And therefore, Hashem showed it to us as a one-time thing, and then it's emunah, but we don't really experience it. But once Mashiach comes, then it becomes a full experience. Then it becomes that we can really have a full idea in it.
Well, he says here, the more refined we become. So
Define means.
we can go, isn't that a meter we work on, is refining ourselves into higher and more spiritually sensitive beings? Isn't that what refining is?
He says an interesting point
The
in this
love of the
footnote
field.
in the
We
bottom.
become in the
That,
field.
I don't
Yeah,
know.
but I'll tell you what I think refinement means in this case. The greater is awareness and knowledge. That's his reward for becoming refined.
Refinedness means, it doesn't mean, it doesn't mean that you cut your food up nicely.
We're talking about
Refinedness,
spiritually
right?
refined.
Refinedness means there's a refinedness of raising oneself above over Gashmias. He's no longer attached to his physicality. So he's much more on a neshama level, Shem Baruch Hai, if you will. So he's going to be a neshama yoka person. So there's only a certain degree that in this world we can achieve that. We are automatically limited by our guf in this world. So we're told of things at Har Sinai and other times that are really otherworldly. We can't really experience them, but we know them. And therefore, if we know they're true, we can kind of work on it. But it seems like there's going to become a tkufa that we will naturally connect more with that through our zikuch of the guf, through eliminating the guf, becoming more neshamadik. And once we become more neshamadik, then those giluyim will become. We'll understand Yichud Hashem much better. And that's what's going to happen in Olam HaBa. He says here, I think it's a tiny bit ahead, but note 51, and then he says that at the time, sorry, Now, in all these levels, we need other things to get us. We need Nisim. Even Matan Torah and
Right.
different things to get us there. When it comes to Mashiach, we're not even going to be busy
Right,
with those miracles at all. It's
correct.
going to be absolute truth. And it's such a way to clear it.
Right. Right. Tekufa, when you say Tekufa, is that to be understood as like a paradigm shift in consciousness, in existence?
Tekufa in this case, going from pre-Mashiach to post-Mashiach,
Yeah.
it's going to be a complete shift in the way we are able to do things. That's what he's saying here.
And is that where you're using the word tekufa?
Tekufa, I'm calling a significant
Change in
change in era.
okay.
It's another era. But he's defining the tekufas of the world as divided in five parts. So it's not just a tekufa of a 20-year, generational shift. It's like a real.
So number five is Mashiach.
And that's the only thing that preceded Mashiach was Matan Torah.
Still living off of clicks.
And then there's a stronger case beside the idea of Asaga Shu Musa. Okay, so basically these are the five levels of the experience of Mishpat. Mishpat again means, just to clarify what he means when he says this is five expressions of Mishpat. Mishpat means Hester as opposed to Gilui. Ultimately, the only time that there's real Gilui is in Mashiach times. So that's where you'll experience Gilui, but even that's not full Gilui. So it's in between. That's the fifth level of Mishpat. So all of these are levels of Mishpat, meaning to say levels of Hester. And those are the five levels. Level number one in the first 2,000 years. Nobody even knew there was a creator. Level number two, and then he said, what type of Mishpat is that if he's not even a presence? So he said he is present to some degree. Level number two, nobody knows. People know about Torah. Level number three, there are miracles. Level number four, the world is peeled away and we're left with the inner Nevada. And level number five is Mashiach. I'm going to show Vade Echbot I say 148. Let's give Mishalim. We're going to give examples of these four tekufos or five. So he says, Tiri Yitzira Sa'odam. So he says, you know what? I'm going to give you a mashal in the development of a person. And there are going to be five stages in the development of a person. And each one of those corresponds to one of the five levels of Mishpat and Hester that exist in the world. Ki a kharish bor vay yakhol hayl ha adam mishukhlal be khol shle musay va da yemay right ze ki ein la mena vu lo ki nas al kam khaser adam bim le das vu hayl khum shtal mat na. He says a person could have been born with a full deck of cards, right? He could have been born ready to go, and yet he's not. He's born very 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 far from that, very far from that in his intellectual maturity, very far away from that in his ability to care for himself. So why? So he says, "V'timtzi shihu mare mamish al kvoidei." So he says a person goes and is mitpateach, is develops the same way the world is developing. Unbelievable. Let's see. Rishis mitzias. So the first step of man is His parents create him. But he's not even, he's stuck. He doesn't even see the world. He doesn't see anything. He is stuck inside his mother's womb. So this is connected the first 2,000 years that there's no recognition of a father or mother even.
Well, the Uber recognizes the mother.
The Uber doesn't recognize anything that exists really outside himself. When a child's born, they start recognizing the mother. They don't have any feelings of Akar Satov or anything, any complicated feelings. But when the Uber is inside the mother, it doesn't feel that there's a mother independent of him. So everything's about him. He just feels like, man, I'm good, man. Me and the Malach. Right? There's a good matzav. He doesn't realize he's inside the mother's womb.
You don't even, I mean,
This is working. This I don't gotta do nothing, and it's just working. And then all of a sudden,
and it feels good.
yeah. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, why does this take, why is this, why, that's it. So that was like the people, that was like mankind for the first 2,000 years of creation.
So it'd be very
During the
difficult.
Mabul and everything. Yeah, everything's good. There's no God, there's no nothing. So that's the matzav of the Uber b'mei before he's born. Then he gets born. He goes up. He doesn't really have a sophisticated understanding. But he does realize that there is a father and mother. So he said that was the second shlaf. The Torah was given. People kept Torah, but they didn't really have a real sophisticated understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's the
Only
child
Jews or the whole
only.
world?
Once he hits bar mitzvah, she says, once he hits bar mitzvah, so the teenage years, now he starts seeing the world a little differently because he's going to become a little independent. And that's like the tekufa of the Beis HaMikdash, where we recognize it based on the nisim. So the child kind of is independent, but his parents are still helping him out, and he has to start making his own parnasa, starts to get a little more independent. So he sees what the world's about. So intellectually, he, based on cause and effect, very much based on cause and effect, he understands what the world's like. So that's the klais all the time when they experience Hashem through miracles. Hey, Hashem's doing miracles. That's great. It's working, right? So okay, I'm making money this way, so I'll do it. But there's still no sense of like truly coming to oneself and accomplishing and taking pride and really doing. It's still, you're developing your concept still. Once a person hits the age of 20, he says, then he's a shalim, and now he can accomplish in the world. So he says that moment is like the moment of Gilui Har Sinai, when they understood what really the world's about. So he says those are the five levels.
Well,
And then eventually a person comes to a full yediyah when they're in their old age, and that's like he wants a Mashiach. That they bask in the glory of everything they've accomplished in life. And they have a clear understanding of the world without the need to conquer the world. So there, Hashem made it this way as a mashal for the way the world as a whole is. Okay?
I kind of relate to that stage of life.
Yeah.
So, you're a young guy, you have a motorcycle thing. But the idea of being at peace with the world and knowing without the